Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, August 20th. Thank you for joining us once again. I want to just review the process. As you guys have been listening and stuff, we've been auditioning co-hosts and everything. And then, I couldn't really make a decision or anything. And then somebody new showed up. And her name is Aura.
What up?
Welcome. And so you came sort of out of nowhere. You were booked here as a guest.
Literally out of nowhere.
Right? I mean, the day before, we didn't know we existed, you know? And then you came on the show, and I thought, wow, you know, maybe this is the opportunity for both of us. And or decided to join the show, which is very exciting.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Well, so you're part of the... of the journey now.
Yes.
This will be part of your history.
I'm in for the ride, baby.
Exactly. You know, and you'll see. I think you'll enjoy yourself quite a bit, you know. So your name is Orr Mash. For those of you who have not been listening, and you're a comedian. You're also from Israel like I am. People are probably going to go, wow, this show is going to turn into Hebrew soon. Well, that's not the case, folks. The station was designed and the show was designed for English language only. So that's what you can expect here. A little bit of accent on both sides, but who cares, right?
Who cares?
We can speak, we can express ourselves, and that's what matters.
Well, it's Delana. Did you notice
like our guest yesterday?
Yeah.
She had perfect English, but the accent makes you think they don't know how to speak, you know?
Right.
And that's pretty much like it happens a lot, right? If someone has an accent, you go, oh, their English sucks. But then you realize they speak perfect English.
They speak perfect English. You know, my English changes sometimes according to the person I'm speaking with. So let's say when a few times I was speaking with somebody that was from out of town and I thought they didn't know how to speak English, I would... my English will go lower.
Really?
To try to match. I was like, do you understand? I need to go there. Like, in seconds, I'll be like, and they'll be like, yeah, I got it.
I know. I mean, to my mate, I speak English with a Spanish accent. And slowly to try to explain to her. But you know what? Now with translators and everything on your phone, it's kind of easier, you know, at least to communicate, tell her what I need, you know, clean this, clean that,
or
you know.
Do
the laundry, yeah.
No, it's not cleaner. It's just people all over, even if I'm speaking to my friend.
Right.
And she has a thick accent that I... And I always tell the people, like, the more I'm comfortable around them, like, the more we became friends and close, the worse my English is.
Really?
Until I just speak Hebrew to these people.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, can you pass
even
this?
Even if they don't speak Hebrew?
Even if they don't speak. Let me tell you something. I had my best friend, I think I told her yesterday, she was Russian. And one day, we were 16 years old, her mother decided, she goes like, listen, it kind of doesn't make sense that you are my daughter's best friend. You know, Ksenia's best friend and you don't know Russian. So from that day, she decided to only speak Russian to me.
Wow.
And in hopes that I'll have no choice but to learn Russian.
Right.
And I did.
How weird is that? Our guest yesterday, like, took Russian in Cambridge.
That's very random.
Yeah, right?
This is a very random thing.
In Cambridge University, of all places.
Who am I to speak? I'm doing stand-up comedy, which is also very...
very crazy. But more common than picking Russian as a language, you know?
Yeah. I love the Russian culture. You know, first of all, I it's a very serious culture, but because I'm a comedian, I see the funny parts of it. They're very, like, they're very tough and script and strict, but it's just so funny to me. Like, and I remember, like, she would have all these, like, little rules. Like, one time she told me, you know, I had an ear infection.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, you know what you need to put there? Either a piss of a baby, or if you don't have a baby, a dog's piss. Put it in, like, a Q-tip, put it in your ear. I was like, the fuck am I going to get all that? I'm not going to put piss in
my... Exactly. What the hell is that?
So funny, though. So funny. And they mean it. But, you know, the Russian seems to be... they have, like... I saw... You know that there's this drill that they do to their kids that they put them in the cold.
Really? Outside?
Outside in the cold, and they do, and they go in the water in the cold. And yesterday, I saw a really interesting Joe Rogan interviewed this guy. His name is Iceman Hoff. Have you heard about this guy?
No.
So scientists also tested him. This guy has rebuilt his molecular system. His immune system,
right.
So he's now immune from diseases. Scientist has injected him malaria, and his body fought
it completely.
Tremendously. Whoa. And all these other things. He said he changed his structure of his DNA with cold water swims. And cold water, I'm talking about. You know the ice? He digs a hole. He breaks the ice and go inside the water. Like, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
He was able to hold himself on one finger on top of this rock 1 mile up. In a mountain. Like, he does crazy things, and scientists didn't understand it. They tested diseases on him and they said it's true. And so the cold water. So the Russian do this to their kids. I have a friend, she's Siberian, and she said when we were young, they had us almost naked, like with bathing suits in the middle of the winter, of the Russian Siberian winter, taking bath and covering ourselves.
Really? And they survived.
They not only survived, but the Russian do this because they say it makes your immune system better. For disease, it makes the body stronger. So and with this guy, Iceman Hoff, no, he's been a sensation. He became so viral. And Joe Rogan and all these people wanted to interview him and see how did this man do it, right? Turns out maybe they have, you know, we can laugh at it and say, oh my God, the cold and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, if it makes your immune system better, there's something in it, right?
That's true. Wow. You never know.
You never know. You never know. You should check it out, Iceman Hoff.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's so many things about it on YouTube. It's fascinating.
Okay, I'll look it up. I mean, I never heard of him before.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird, man. Shit.
Yeah, I saw it last night, and I was like, wow. That's, you know, just the ability to change your DNA with breathing, and then he has this breathing exercise that you breathe. I don't want to say it because I'm not a professional in it. He teaches classes, by the way. I don't think I can handle it. Let me tell you something. Last week I went to the gym once. I was sick for a week. I'm like, let me live less years. But let me just chill.
Exactly.
I want to chill. I don't want to swim in the cold water.
Yeah.
I don't want to do
anything. Screw the gym.
Screw the gym. Let me. I can live 10 years less, but chilling.
Exactly.
You know?
See, that's what I'm saying. People say stop smoking, but I'm like, look, 60 years I've lived, thank goodness, healthy.
Well, smoking with these is cigarettes. Bad for you.
I know, but it makes me feel good. So,
yeah.
You know, I figure I'll live a few less years, but I'm enjoying them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell can I tell you? You know, I mean, look, nobody can justify smoking cigarettes.
And the end of the day, they're going to say, oh, Sam in the Morning Radio is, you know, making people not go to the gym and smoke cigarettes. We're bad influence.
Exactly. Bad for your health.
Bad influence. And it's straight in the morning. Instead of like being a morning motivation, we're like, listen, just do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Be happy. You know, do your thing.
That's what you got to do, man. And then, you know, I mean, but look, there's people that would like to live a long time, or while they're alive, they want to have a quality of life, and they equate that with good health, good nutrition, good exercise and all that. There's no argument. There's no argument, but not everybody likes that lifestyle.
Yeah. I tried many times. Listen, I wouldn't say I live an unhealthy lifestyle. I'm a vegetarian. I eat fish. I eat well. I make my own food. I buy organic. The only exercise I do is I like extreme sports. So I like to go snowboarding. I like skiing. I like water sports. I don't run though. I always say to people, like, I will boring. Only
you're
run
like the fun
if
sports.
I'm being chased or I'm very late to something very important. That's the two reasons. I remember I saw a friend of mine outside of the comedy store. Uh-huh. And she goes, so how do you, you know, I go to the gym. I do these morning drives. I've got this. I got that. He's like, how do you, I was like, I don't know. He's like, how do you stay skinny? I was like, honey, I'm from Israel.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we move all the time.
Anyway, we run.
Yeah. Yeah, we get exercise whether we like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, then there's nothing like a little bit of immediate danger to make you lose those calories.
That's a good way to look at it. Yeah. What can I tell
you? Yeah, yeah. Even Israel, there was always stuff going on, right? There's stuff going on.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of great food in Israel, but and there are overweight people there too.
Let me tell you.
But it's a healthier diet people eat there, you know, because we eat a lot of vegetables, fruit, things like that, you know. So
Go figure. Let me tell you something though. Yeah, it's fresh.
Yeah,
it's fresh food.
Right,
it's not processed food, but it's fresher in a way. Like I would go to Israel, I would never get fat. I don't get fat in Israel.
Really.
Unless I eat chocolate.
Yeah.
But everybody gets fat.
Do you eat like a lot of shawarma, falafel, things like
that? I don't eat meat, but I...
But falafel.
Listen, let me tell you guys, the food in Israel and in the Middle East in general is so good. You know how to say comfort food is good? Well, in the Middle East, you always need some comfort, right?
Yeah. So you
the
get
food in the Middle East is so good. Wow.
Yeah, well, I agree, you know. And there's a lot of variety... Because it comes from different parts of the world, you know. I mean, Israel is really a melting pot. And people bring their culture, their where they grew up, the food, the customs, you know. So they bring it all with them and it all mixes up and you get the best of everything, you know. So were your parents born in Israel or did they come from another country?
Yeah, I'm, I think... Third generation Israeli, so Tzabar.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You're so fucking young, that's why.
Yeah.
I mean, your parents are probably about my age, and I was born in Israel, so it's just a generation before that.
Yeah.
Like, my parents came from other countries.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I remember, so. I think my grandma, they were how do you say in English, matzor, like a siege. There was a siege in Jerusalem.
Hold on a second.
When they stop all these routes to a city and they don't have anything to
when
eat
they
or
close
drink,
it and stuff.
They
yeah.
close it and stuff. I remember my grandma was there.
Really?
And it was in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
There were a lot of brothers. They, you know, all our grand. It's funny because like, it's not just in Israel. Like our grandparents have our grandparents have like
bravery
valor. Stories. It's not just in Israel. It's all kinds of all. You know, your grandfather and we didn't have. You were nine people living in the same house. Everybody has like their grandma that has all these bravery stories. And like we're a generation where like you know somebody didn't answer you on a Snapchat and you're like, oh my god, my life. Like you know, like you know now. Things days they don't like there's bravery but I'm talking about first world
right.
There's nothing like we get anxiety from Instagram
exactly yeah
it's
we
so
do
ridiculous.
You know I mean it's unbelievable
so ridiculous you know people sometimes tell me you know it's a hard life it's a hard you know generation this generation having it hard and I was like you forget that there used to be plagues and stuff. Like you used to get a flu and die.
Right. And wars, wars everywhere.
You know?
Famine.
Famine.
Yeah.
People used to be beheaded and stuff. And like
exactly.
On a daily basis. On this was a thing. Death used to be like, you know, people
normal.
Would get stoned to death, for God's sakes.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, you know, horrible things still happening in the world. But I'm talking like first world country, the modern world. Like, this is the easiest, most comfortable time for mankind in terms of
ever,
if you look
right?
at, ever. If you look at the history.
Right.
And yes, we have problems. Humans always have problems. We're problem creators.
Yeah.
So what we do as humans is we just like we create these problems so we can solve them later, right?
Something like that. But But you know
it's
what?
It's not boring.
I'm glad you said that because I always say the same thing, you know? It's like people used to, how can you possibly, with the Instagram, even with college loans and shit like that, you know, all the stuff that people complain about, it's like, man, this is all stuff you can take care of, you know?
Yeah.
Back then, you had to protect your family with guns, with swords, with shit like that. You know, there was disease. Babies were dying in their mothers when they were born. You know, I mean, yeah. There was a lot
now
of
you
shit.
Got a, now you got some banks and an interest.
Exactly. You
know? Not most of the problem with financial, but let me tell you something. I have, you know, I have a few friends that, you know, are in their late 20s or early 30s and sometimes mid 30s. They're still in debt. And this whole system of putting people in such a huge debt when you're right. 18 years old, when you're
right.
19 years
old. They don't force you to.
They don't force you to, but it's like the system. You got to go to college and then kids.
And it costs money. You don't have to go.
You don't have
to
go.
And plus, the school you go to doesn't have to be the fanciest, you know, if you can't afford it.
Right, right. I'm saying, you know, today, the nice thing about, you know, what's going on today with the society is, yes, there used to be the system of, like, you finish the high school. In America, you finish high school, then you got to go to college, get an education. But now I see more and more millennials that, you know, get their education online because let's say there's all these websites that they have the best teacher. Mm. You're going to have the best music producer teaching you music production. Right. You have all these master classes, right? And you have the best thing teaching you this. So slowly I see millennials learn practical things and you just do it.
Yeah.
And then they don't go to, a lot of them don't go to college, even though exactly. it's still kind of leans into the traditional college education. There's so much information online, and so today a lot of times experience speaks louder than your degree, right? So they do,
and sometimes they get powerful just on social media.
Yeah, they get powerful on social
making
media,
a ton of money,
making their videos going viral, making money.
You know,
and
then fucking put makeup on. I don't understand this.
You know, but the cosmetics has been a multi-billion-dollar industry for a long time. Yeah. So it only makes sense that these videos are successful because you know the cosmetic.
Because every woman can relate.
Every woman can relate. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Right. You know, the beauty industry, the anti-aging industry, the makeup industry, whatever.
Yeah, but every ugly girl goes on there and starts putting makeup on. I'm like, look at all the listeners she has. Where does she get them from, you know?
Men don't get it, but it takes a lot. It takes a lot to be, you know, and then, because, you know, men just, I see like being a woman is like, you know, having a very expensive Ferrari. You know, we have to take it to the shop, change the oil, you know, do all these things, maintain the Ferrari. You guys just get to drive it up the coastline, you know?
Right.
They're like, oh, my God, what a gorgeous girl. But it's all these tutorials.
That's true. I mean, these women young women in their early 20s probably. I mean, even some teens have like such a following. It's unbelievable, you know?
Yeah. It's the power of the people.
Yeah. You know, and it's all social media and stuff. And I'm going, what the hell, you know? I mean, so like to diverge a little bit from this, but I wanted to bring up the Miley Cyrus thing because that's been like on social media too.
What?
But did you see Miley Cyrus has been like cozying up to what's her name? Caitlyn Carter. Do you know who Caitlyn Carter is?
Wow, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah,
I'm so
at first they saw them. There were pictures I saw last week of them on a boat kissing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, you know. And
I mean,
she just left her husband and stuff, right?
Oh, wow, for Miley.
Well,
wait, tell
no,
me what, okay, Miley left her husband.
Right, Liam.
Yeah, Liam. Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
And Liam Hemsworth. And then she's seen with this girl who apparently is famous. I never heard of her, but apparently she's pretty famous. She's got almost 1 million followers, Caitlyn Carter. And so apparently now they said in Hollywood last night, they saw them actually basically having sex
What? What do you mean having sex?
Well, they were like all over the place, all over each other, I guess.
I mean,
that's what they're saying.
Having,
you know,
sex is very
It's like you said. It's like you fooling would exaggerate.
Around. They were fooling around.
Exactly. You know.
Wow.
It's like you'd exaggerate. If you went to a restaurant, a couple started like smooching and stuff. Yeah. You'd go.
Do you think
they practically have sex here? You know.
Do you think it's a publicity stunt? Do you think she's really in love?
Let's talk about that. Miley has shown lesbian tendencies before.
Yeah, but you think it's like they're doing it just to get some attention, like a publicity stunt? Or you think they're actually in love?
Who knows? Who knows?
You know, in Hollywood, love
is a
very complicated
thing. I don't know if they're in love, but
they could
be in lust, you know?
Yeah.
But this bisexuality is it's interesting because I was reading about... I'm reading about like trends now that are happening, and they were talking about LGBT and all that, and they were talking about how bisexuals are the least understood people because many of them don't come out as bisexuals, you know, because they feel they'd be castigated by the gay community and the straight community, you know. So
yeah,
and the same many more women than men are bisexual.
Yeah,
so. So that was pretty interesting, you know,
yeah.
to think you don't always think about someone leading a bisexual life. I mean, you know, you can think of like one, you know, maybe just having a one night stand with like, with another girl or something, you know,
yeah.
When a woman has sex with another woman, but it's not going to change her lifestyle. You know, she's not going to like just be a lesbian all
yeah.
of a sudden.
I'll tell you what, I think the whole, you know, with the LGBT, so there's a certain amount of grouping people. Oh, he's a queer. He's gay. She's bisexual. He's trans.
Right.
So there's a few, and I think like it's good because it came to bring people with similar, you know, characteristic together so they
right.
can feel stronger, they can get empowered, they can get comfortable and know other people that are like them and see that it's okay.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I feel like something about that has created a little bit of segregation, because hear what you say, the people who are bi,
uh-huh.
because now it's all little, this micro groups.
Right.
Instead of saying, you know, how about we just human? It doesn't matter. She wants to. She's bi or she's just gay. You
right.
know. Now these micro groups created a little bit of segregation, because now
yeah.
instead of bringing people together, it put them in all these little micro groups. You know what I
right.
mean?
Right. But we always have. I mean, you always categorize people in so many different ways. You know.
Yeah.
So you can try to understand it a little more. But I guess it's little understood. I don't know. To me, it's hard to imagine being bisexual, but
yeah,
I would imagine for some, and especially women, since women, for the most part, are desirable and, you know, and so forth,
yeah.
that even women would be attracted to other women, you
yeah.
know, just because the male hairiness, smelliness, whatever.
They just fed up. Let me tell you something. My aunt, she was married. She has two kids. And she got a divorce, and today she has a girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the two, and she has two amazing boys. They're in the army. Everything. They built a family. They just divorced,
right.
and now she's with her girlfriend, and they're raising a child together.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now, do you think that she was that she started off as a lesbian or straight or both? What
she
do you
was,
think?
I
it
think
was?
She was straight because she had a husband. She had
right.
kids from that husband, and at
right.
some point, I don't know what happened, but she's like, "I'm fed up with men."
Right, but the thing, okay, so
maybe we get tired. You know, maybe us women just get tired of all the bullshit the man is doing. We're like, you know
right.
what? No.
Right.
I'm going to have a girlfriend that's also my best friend, and my girl, she's good. I don't know. I
yeah.
never had.
So you would say that you can actually become gay?
Maybe. Maybe it's always been kind of like a sleep in you.
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, people change in their life.
That's true.
The aura that you
but
see
you
now is not the aura
nature?
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, but your sexual nature, you know, I mean, the
maybe,
thing is.
Maybe it was dormant.
Yeah.
Maybe she, you know, I feel like with love has no boundary, because you can love your husband so much and do so much for them and have beautiful family and kids with them, and then you can love a woman. So I feel like the bisexual people, they just love individuals.
Right.
They can fall in love with, it's like, I feel like it's the soul that falls in love with another soul. So they don't see the gender of the body the suit. Yeah. You know? But again, I'm only guessing.
Right.
So I don't really know. Okay. I really know.
Well, at least you're admitting that. You know?
I mean, I don't know.
We don't know for sure. You know?
I don't know.
Nobody
for sure.
does, you know?
I think it's awesome. I think it's really great.
Yeah, you know? I mean,
it's so free.
And I think people are truly born that way. You know, it's hard for me to think that somebody would want to become gay, considering how difficult it is to be one, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, so I don't know if it's a choice for people.
I don't think it's a choice.
Right.
Nobody chooses. I don't choose to be attracted to men.
Right.
I can't choose to be attracted to females. I can't.
Right.
There's nothing I can chain my hand and say, okay, or now be gay. Do gay. Right. I can't. There's nothing. It's inside of you, and for people to go through all these extent and battles, and sometimes get completely disowned by their families.
Right.
You know, America's a very open place for some cities, but a lot of places in the world are not open at all.
Yeah.
People get casted away now.
Right.
For their sexual tendencies.
They throw them off buildings in the Arab countries.
So,
you know.
So I'm sure. You don't choose it. You don't choose a life
that's difficult like that.
That in certain cultures.
Yeah.
I
don't know, but you know, the thing is, it's all also. I mean, you can't discount the sexual part of this, and I'm just thinking, you know, maybe it is possible for a straight woman to eventually say, "I just want to be with another woman."
Yeah.
But she never viewed herself as a lesbian or anything. She just feels, I'm pretty much straight. But like you said, I've had it with men. Let me try and see what the other side has.
Yeah,
that's very interesting. You know, I mean, you never know. Never know. But the thing is with Miley and Caitlin, all I can say is that's hot. Like Paris used to say, baby Paris Hilton.
That's hot. Let me tell you what else is. Well, it's not hot on a different subject. It's a little bit of old news. It's 4 days old. Okay. Wild donkeys make a mess in a California neighborhood. Have you seen this video?
No.
Oh my God.
That's
gotta
be funny,
dude. It's so funny. This woman said she was on her way home from picking up her son from daycare in Moreno Valley when she spotted a group of donkeys gathered in a neighborhood driveway.
How the hell did they get there?
How the hell did they get there? What are they doing there? And why is nobody? So the donkeys had knocked over a trash can and were feeding the contents of the of the trash can. And I'm like, what? First of all, how the hell did the donkeys get there? I don't live in California. You live.
Right.
I know there's coyotes.
But maybe they belong to someone or something, you know? They're in their backyard or something.
You mean somebody's donkey's in the backyard, you know what? I'm had it with you.
Exactly.
And just open the gate. And
yeah,
said,
exactly. Or maybe they just broke out or something. I don't know. What do I know?
Can you imagine, like, there's all these movies where they animate the animals.
Right.
So I'm trying to think, like, the joy for the donkeys to be out from wherever they were caged at.
Exactly.
Because obviously they were caged somewhere and they ran out, right?
Right. So
like,
they were, like, in a group, right?
We made it, boys!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, we have a big problem in our area with wild donkeys in the Moreno Valley. Where is that?
Central California, probably somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, guys.
Anyway, so what kind of music do you like? What do you listen to usually?
I like pop.
You like pop?
I like hip-hop.
Yeah.
I find myself, it's so weird because I find myself listening to trap music. Uh-huh. And then every time I hear it, I get so aggressive. Like my whole really? Being is like, I'm a gangster. I'm a this, I'm a that. And I like forget I'm like this Jewish girl from Israel.
Right. Exactly.
I'm riding my car like I'm a gangster or something like that. I was like, what the hell are you doing? Or what is this? But it's the music that makes you kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it brings you up and stuff. That's why sometimes I like to bring some music in. And this is funny because, you know, I listen to Spotify and it suggests songs to you and stuff, right? So it suggested this one. And obviously, the moment you hear the first notes, you fall in love with this song. And so I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool, you know, and it must have been, I don't know if it's new or old, whatever, you know. Yeah. So I go up on YouTube and I see there's 400 million views on this song already. And I'm going, gee, I'm late to the party, you know?
Yeah.
Then I'm finding out it only came out in June.
Oh, really?
So already it's got like almost 500 million views. That's 500 million fucking views.
Wow. Well, don't keep me in suspense. What's the song?
Yeah, I don't want to keep you in suspense.
You know? Oh, I love this one. Of
you
course.
Know it? It's like, oh, that's all I listen to for the past few days. Good song, no?
Yeah.
How can you not, like, love
I'm
this song?
I'm shazamming it as we speak.
Yeah. This is Senorita, by the way, if you haven't figured it out yet. So I never heard of neither one of them, Shawn Mendes or Camila Cabello.
Oh, Camila Cabello is amazing. Yeah.
What a sexy video this has. You should check it out sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I gotta hear the whole fucking song. My favorite part here. All right, so that's in Senorita, and sometimes, or Senorita, and sometimes we just have to play some music here because I'm a very musical person.
Yeah.
I used to write songs when I was like in my teens, my
really?
Early teens. Yeah, through maybe when I was 20, 25, then I sort of dropped the guitar and never picked it up again.
Really?
Tried to, but yeah, but I'm like so rusty that it's hard for you to admit that you used to be so good and now you're not.
Yeah.
So I just would rather avoid it altogether. My son, however, he's a pro. I mean, he's so good on the guitar. It's unbelievable.
Really?
I only learned to play rhythm so I could sing because that was my main interests and stuff. Oh, you know what? You would appreciate this because I have a song that I wrote and finally recorded a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
But it's in Hebrew. Oh. So when I play it to people...
They don't know what it means.
Yeah, but they still like it because of the music and everything, you know, yeah. Or they say they like it. But... And for me, a song, you don't really have to understand the lyrics because, I mean, I usually don't really pay attention to what the lyrics mean. I just use them in order to sing the song.
Yeah.
You know? So let me bring it up real quick, and I want you to see what I actually wrote when I was very young. Okay?
Let's hear it.
I recorded it. When did I record it? Let me think. It would have to be about 12 years ago, 11, 12 years ago.
Oh, wow. Well, all right? Don't keep me in suspense yet.
Okay, but this is my song here.
Are you playing too?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This was in the studio.
In the studio. Wow.
Right.
Sipur pashut shel ahava Hetzit libi ki le'ava Ki lo haya hogen Alma yafa it ahava נתנה לו כל אשר יכלה אך הוא דחה אותה הוא לא ידע שהוא היה כל עולמה
הוציא אותה
שלא ידע איך לספק את יצרה It is definitely a 70s style song.
Yeah, Israeli 70s. Very nice.
Right?
You were how old, 19?
When I recorded this? No, when I recorded this, I was 46.
Oh, okay.
ממבט ראשון ידע שהוא היה ממש נסיך חלומותיה בנתה סביבו את העתידה נתנה לו כל אשר יכלה אהבה כל רגע שבילתה אמו אך היא הייתה תמימה הותיר אותה שם גלמודה כי בשבילו היא עוד ילדה שלא ידעה
I'm making you listen to my song, but check it out.
Yeah,
there's a nice bridge after this. I like to show off sometimes. What
yeah,
the hell,
why not?
You know?
Why not? Yeah. I like it.
I don't think I could get this high today.
Hey.
Yeah. I mean the voice.
Yeah?
Wow, thank you. That's good to be compared with him. He's only like the
best
big songwriter in the world in
Israel.
Yeah.
In the world in Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
But he
man.
Wrote the song Diva.
Yeah, that was a big smash.
That was a big smash in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
And this was by a transgender singer, right?
Yeah.
It was done by her.
Dana.
Dana International, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've wrote one song once too.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you record it though?
Yeah.
Really? Is it on YouTube?
No, it's not out yet.
Oh, it's not out yet.
No, it's only on my phone.
Oh. Well, next time send it to me and we'll play it here.
Yeah.
Why not?
We should play it. It's a cool song. I'm not a songwriter or a singer, but I wrote one song and recorded it. It was great. I was really high that day.
Wow.
I got high and started singing.
That's the way to do it,
yeah,
man. What
yeah.
can I tell you?
Yeah.
That's funny, man.
Me and my sisters are doing funny songs.
Yeah?
Like comedy. You know how like Sarah Silverman has like a comedy song.
Right.
So in those songs, she doesn't need to sound well or be on pitch and, you know, whatever.
Right.
Her pitch doesn't need to be professional. The point is they're funny.
Yeah.
So I'll play a few. I'll play a few next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. So I wanted to play this because we were just talking about Diva. And I want to play the Tzvika Peek version of it. Wrote the song.
Yes.
And this is a song that, like, was huge in Europe.
Yeah.
Right? Totally huge.
It was huge. It went really viral.
Right.
And you know, because in these times, the fact that the singer was trans.
Right.
She was a trans woman, you know. I think that was the first time in history that Israel, she represented Israel, and it was like very avant-garde.
Right.
Because the Eurovision is you know, it's a reserve, kind of like reserve, not reserved, but it's like very orthodox. It's like a classic.
Conservative.
Yeah, it's a conservative kind of thing. And right. to have this, to have her sing it and then right. win it, it was like a big step for the whole community too.
I think so, yeah. And definitely made Israel very proud, you know.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's very talented. What is she yeah. doing now, you know?
I have no idea.
But this is her song. Oh my
this
god, I used
Diva.
To dance to this song.
Yeah, right?
Oh, this is in English.
In English?
Hey.
Have you ever heard it in English?
Love it.
Now this was a guy, for those of you who don't know. Weird in English, right?
I like it though.
Yeah. Huh? That's awesome, man. That's really awesome. And you know, I mean, it's these things that make you proud to be Jewish, to be Israeli, because everybody hates us, you know, and then and then you come up with all this great stuff, you know. I mean, this is a festival that used to be so anti-Semitic, they wouldn't even let us be part of it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. For many years, Israel was not part of it.
Really?
Yeah, because of the Arab countries.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes
but
a
then
lot
we
of
got,
sense.
But then we got Dana, this beautiful, gorgeous woman
right.
to represent us. And we won again last year.
Yeah, that's
with,
true.
With Netta.
And what about with Hallelujah?
With Hallelujah, we won with Netta with...
right.
What was the name of the song?
Netta.
Toy.
Yeah, Toy. Which Toy. I think is the worst song ever.
You think it's the worst song
ever? It's the worst, I don't know, song like that.
It's again, you know, it's about, you know...
But it's the newer generation. I mean, you guys like this kind of music.
And it's also, you know... If you can see a pattern here, it's just a pattern of strong women, and
right.
that have a voice.
Yeah.
So it's not just about the song; it's about what the song really means.
I see
to people, to history, so to history books. To
so,
the,
but that's
society.
More the lyrics, right? But what about the music?
The lyrics. It was avant-garde. She's doing, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
It's avant-garde. It's new. It's something fresh. It's something
that's
different.
That's true. Maybe that's why.
I'm not a musician, so I can't judge it musically. But obviously, it won. So, you know, it speaks for itself.
Yeah, exactly.
It won. It won, and it became viral and throughout the world.
Yeah.
Maybe even more viral, but, you know, we have. The internet is now booming more than Diva.
Right.
But it had a lot of success. Netta had a lot of success.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Because it was also original. She did something that might be controversial.
Right.
The way she sang and all these things, these elements she put in the song.
Right.
And she could have been bashed.
Right.
So she took a risk. I think that's also commendable. Like
she did.
She took a risk because that's not like your classic pretty song.
Right.
You know?
Or pretty singer, for that matter.
I think she's beautiful. I think she's
I'm sure
gorgeous.
You do, but you know what?
She's gorgeous. I think, you know, when just to see...
Look, in terms of entertainment industry, I'm not judging. I'm just saying, though, that when you put her next to all the other singers in the contest, you know, she's not that attractive.
Well, yeah.
Or is that like an opinion, right?
Well,
I don't know. Maybe
that,
it is.
That is an opinion, and I think that's also a part of it, because a strong female that has a voice, she also give power. Let me give you an example. When I was a little girl in Israel, they only had the blonde Barbie.
Right.
So for years, I thought I was not beautiful.
Because you weren't blonde.
Because I wasn't blonde, because the definition of beauty and what I saw, and in the American shows that they had Michal and I, and all these, also all these American shows, they had blonde, skinny blonde, and I was skinny, but I was not blonde.
Not blonde, and I was not light skin.
Definitely not light skin and blonde. So in the end of the day, when you see a woman like she looks a little different, gets all this success and all these fans and all these people looking up to her, it gives hope to maybe somebody's daughter,
right,
to say, hey, this is beautiful,
right?
So if I only had a brown Barbie, I wouldn't raise to think I'm not pretty.
That's true.
And now I know that I'm gorgeous. But no, but I'm kidding. But like, so now I feel like it's important to give little girls all kinds of definitions of beauty.
That's true.
Beauty,
you're right.
So they can grow up and not have issues.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Well, woo! I'm guilty of that. What can I tell you? You know,
it's a different world. Yeah. It's a different world.
It
but
is
it's
a different
important.
World.
It's important. It, you know, even it changed so much even since I was a kid. So
yeah.
So I feel safer to have daughters. Mm-hmm. In this world, because it's harsher, and there's the internet
expectations,
bullying,
right?
Expectations,
and
likes,
demands.
Followers. But on the other hand, she can have so many role models, so it's so diverse,
right?
So she can find somebody she looks like, and thinks like, and say, okay, I'm good.
You're right. What can I tell you? You know, but the bottom line is that, what did I want to say? Oh, so about the Eurovision, I mean, it's been around for a long time, and maybe some of you don't know.
In America, nobody gives a shit.
Exactly. But some of the biggest hits ever came from there.
Yeah.
Like ABBA, for example.
Yes.
ABBA started there. They won with the song Waterloo, and then they became like this biggest hit ever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Camila Cabello, by the way, has 10.9, so it's 11 million subscribers on YouTube.
Wow, I have 200.
200? Well, you're pretty close.
You know, you got to start from somewhere.
No, that's true, you do, you know, and what can you say, you know, but we'll just say goodbye to you guys with this song.
I love this song.
Right?
I love this song. It's true.
You weren't paying attention when I played it the first time.
I love this song. I can play it 10 times.
Yeah. You were totally not here when I played the song.
I was in the song, and now I'm in it again.
All right, folks. So this is the song for today. Go home and hum it. Whatever you want to do with it. We thank you, as always, for listening. And or thank you. It was fun as always.
Thank you, Sam, for having me. It's
cool.
Always fun to be
now,
here.
Now, when I talk to people, I usually look them in the eye, but I want to check out your jacket
It's
pretty unusual. Can you describe it?
Gucci.
Okay, good enough description. That's all we have enough for today, folks. See you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.